This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. We have some breaking news. Apparently in New York City in Times Square, we have one person who's been killed, 12 injured at least, as a car struck pedestrians who were in line for show tickets at New York Times Square. This happened at about noon on Thursday, New York time, according to the fire department. They do not believe this was terrorism. They say the driver appeared to have been either drunk or on drugs, according to a law enforcement official. He has had a history of DWI or DUI arrests in the past. He is in custody. They say the conditions of the people injured were not known, according to a spokesman. Police department spokesman said the driver of the car had been taken into custody. A maroon Honda Accord sat tilted on a bollard in Times Square, its right wheels off the ground on the northwest corner of 45th and Broadway. Many of us have walked that street many times. Its front hood was crumpled and the trunk was open. Detectives and investigators surrounded the car. Now, this is still a developing story. First responders, of course, have been rushing to the wounded and have been bringing them to Bellevue Hospital, St. Luke's Hospitals. Mayor de Blasio is being headed to the scene now, from what we understand. And they say initial reports suggest that the driver lost control of his vehicle near West 43rd Street, and he struck several people over the next two blocks. If you're looking at the picture of this car, it is almost on its side. I mean, when you see this, it is, he must have been going at high speed. And what blows my mind is, if you've ever driven in New York, there's no way to go more than 5 or 10 miles an hour because it's always gridlock. And if this was during lunch hour traffic, according to a witness, Annie Donaghy, she tweets, "I just decided to cross the street 30 seconds before or I'd be dead." She says, "This didn't look like an accident. The driver was steering into people. The unidentified driver has two prior arrests for driving while intoxicated, according to sources." And you see people on the ground injured on the sidewalk, the very clean sidewalk of New York City. Apparently they had, I was in New York City less than a year ago, and there was a lot of construction. There was a lot of detouring pedestrian traffic. And I see, from what I see, some pretty, new sidewalks, a new, shall we say, tiling, it appears. So, one immediate thought I had is, were there construction issues and he didn't realize which lane he was turning into. So right now, motive, has not been in question because we're being told by the New York Times that, they are suspecting, he's, drunk or on drugs, et cetera. But unfortunately, we have a witness saying it looks like he, turned it into, the crowd. So we'll know more. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I'm getting sick of hearing people getting run over, right, by cars. And I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and unfortunately we have a high pedestrian fatality when it comes to cars versus pedestrians. And pedestrian safety, we all know the basic, pedestrian safety tips, right? Walk within crosswalks, stay on the sidewalk. If you are walking at night, make sure you have light-colored or reflective clothing. You could get these stickers or you could get these even jackets that have flashy lights, such that people know you're there. stay in well-lit areas, especially if you're going to cross the street. Make sure you make eye contact with the drivers. Make sure the vehicles stop. You know, even if you have the right-of-way, and as we know that, we also say, tell people to put down your phone, make sure you're not texting while you're walking. People will just, you know, walk right into traffic. They'll be looking at their smartphones or their electronic devices or their Pokemon Go, whatever. We recommend no headphones. I was always taught that if you're walking along a street, you want to walk against traffic, but you want to ride a bike with traffic. So you walk against traffic so that you could see if a car is coming your way. Right? You could see if a car is trying to pull up behind you and grab you, etc. Whereas a bicycle, you drive with the traffic. So you don't, swerve and go head on. So, those safety, guidelines are there for a reason. According to the AAA exchange.com, they say almost half of all traffic crashes resulted in pedestrian casualties involving alcohol consumption. They say 34% of that total was the pedestrian being drunk. So they're like, hey, what's up? And they're in the street and they don't care and life is good. And all of a sudden the car that's not looking. And remember, these drivers are texting. But here's the thing. None of these recommendations are necessarily protecting you when you're walking on a sidewalk in Times Square, where everybody else is on a sidewalk, I guess, standing in line. How do you protect yourself against somebody jumping the curb and running you down? I mean, look at what happened in Great Britain. I mean, on a bridge, for crying out loud. So how do you protect yourself against some sick individuals? Now, we like to recommend people exercise and walk to work, etc. But I worry that it's going to get to a point where nobody's going to want to walk or be on the streets, because that's where people who are in, gun-free zones or don't seem to have an easy weapon, they could use their car as a weapon. We got some real sick puppies out there. And again, I'm not saying what happened in New York happened as a result of somebody who really wanted to, drive people and, really wanted to, mow people down. But unfortunately, we've been talking about this in Las Vegas and New York, I don't know how they would do it, but there's been a lot of discussion of making streets, closed off. Cars have to be rerouted around areas where there's a lot of heavy foot traffic. Now, New York has foot traffic no matter where you go. So, just trying to, wall off Times Square may be an absolute logistical nightmare. But if we, if this was deliberate, there's no way you could protect yourself standing where other people are standing, where you're supposed to stand. 1-877 Doc Belly. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
All right, guys, we are back on the Doc Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials, and Genesis Communications Network, who makes this show happen. So scientists are getting closer to making personalized blood cells by using patients' own stem cells. This is some pretty interesting research where we are, Melissa Healy is kind of one of my favorite health reporters. She wrote this article on regenerative medicine's holy grails, the ability to create customized human stem cells capable of forming blood that would be safe for patients. And advances reported earlier this week in the journal Nature, I guess, could possibly help scientists figure out what's going on with leukemia, lymphoma, myeloma, and they could also improve the treatment of those cancers, which affects some 1.2 million Americans. By the way, if you are looking for an amazing charity to work with, I strongly do look at the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. I was just at their event last week, and when you see survivors of leukemia, and remember, my uncle died of leukemia. That was at a time where we didn't have treatment, and it was in the 50s, and he was dead within a week or two from being diagnosed with leukemia. And these blood cancers, when they take over, it takes a very, very aggressive fight. And when you see children and adults deal with leukemia, it's, you know, you pray that whatever medicines are taken will work. And so what's phenomenal is that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society helps fund the research that is being used to save these people's lives. So please go to LLS.org. I'm sorry, LLS.org, two L's. And, anything you can do to help them, I strongly urge you to, because it's just these medications and this research is expensive, and this medicine is going to saving people's lives. So now let's take a look at what these scientists are doing. They say the stem cells that give rise to our blood, are one of the primitive cells that help create our immune system and a whole variety of cells. And I guess blood-making stem cells have been started back in the 1950s. And patients with blood cancers had to go through powerful radiation, chemotherapy all this time. And so when you can get a blood-making stem cell that's in the donor's blood marrow, okay, or you could do it through an umbilical cord blood. You know how some, you know, babies after they're born, the parents harvest their umbilical cord blood? That's because they want to grab these stem cells that are hematopoietic, which can then be used to make new blood and obviously life-saving. The stem cells could bear the distinctive immune system signature, she writes, of the person from whom they were harvested. And as a result, they could then, right, not be looked upon as a foreign body. There's a graft versus host disease that affects a lot of people who get bone marrow transplants. Bone marrow transplant is where we give you somebody else's bone marrow that could provide the new blood cells that you need. Unfortunately, you could reject it. They say 40% will develop a chronic version of the affliction later. And so, unfortunately, we want to do some auto transplant type stuff. So they say doctors would use a patient's own cells later to engineer the stem cells. The patient's mature cells would be reprogrammed to the most primitive form, and then they would hopefully give rise to new blood cells. Two studies published Wednesday demonstrate that scientists may soon be able to pull this off. One of the research teams, led by stem cell pioneer Dr. George Daly of Harvard Medical School and the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston, started their experiment with human pluripotent stem cells, which are primitive cells that could grow into any sort of mature cell in the body. Some of them were embryonic stem cells, and others were induced pluripotent stem cells, which basically are made by converting mature cells back to a flexible state. This is being reported by the LA Times. And they say the scientists then programmed those pluripotent stem cells to become endothelial cells. Now, for those of you who remember me talking about endothelium, endothelial cells are the linings of the blood vessels. Past research has established that those cells are where blood-making stem cells are born. So, she writes, the process at this point needs a little nudge. They say, apparently, Dr. Daly and his team confected a quote-unquote special sauce of proteins that sit on the cell's DNA, program its function, and when they incubated these endothelial cells with this quote-unquote special sauce, they began producing these hematopoietic stem cells in their most earlier primitive form. Very, very cool. Okay? Then they could give rise to a wide range of blood cells. Now, we've got another research team working at Weill Cornell Medicine's Ansari Stem Cell Institute in New York. They achieved a similar result using stem cells from blood vessel lining of adult mice. They programmed those cells to revert to a more primitive form, and the scientists also incubated those stem cells in a concoction of specialized proteins or specialized sauce. When the team, led by Rafael Liss and Dr. Rafi, transferred the stem cells back into the tissue that were lining the blood vessels from the mice where they took it, it basically was like an autograft. It was like a grafting procedure. It took. The mouse didn't reject it. For at least 40 weeks after the incubated stem cells were returned to their mouse owners, the stem cells continued to regenerate themselves and give rise to many new blood cell types without provoking immune reactions. See, what happens when we fight blood cancer is a couple things. One is, we're trying to fight the blood cancer, but two, when we treat you, you lose a lot of your blood cells, your normal blood cells. You become anemic, you lose white blood cells and platelets, and so we have to many times transfuse this. If there's a way where we could, in a transplant form, shall we say, you know, give you the potential to remake them on your own, then that could be amazing. That could be phenomenal. Plus, disease-free blood cells. So we got a lot of work to do. You know, of course, research like this does, you know, need funding, like I said, from LLS and, you know, from other charities out there. So, you know, please, anything you do to help. But, lymphoma and leukemia, it can affect any of us, kids, you know, us as adults, us as older people, and it's just a fight that we have to fight. Now, Val Kilmer looks like he successfully fought throat cancer. What's very interesting about his story is he credits prayer and love. So remember he was battling throat cancer and tongue cancer back in 2015? He had been denying it for years. And then finally, about, I believe, a month ago, he on Reddit, when one of his fans asked him about his condition, he admitted to having battled a cancer, and he said he had a healing of cancer. Now, that terminology was something that a lot of times we see with Christian Science. And so we didn't hear much since then, until now. Apparently, back in 2015, he had a bleeding of his throat. He was seen in public later that year with a tracheostomy tube, indicating he had throat surgery or had needed to open his airway. And then recently in a statement, he had said that he had a quote-unquote healing of cancer. His tongue had been swollen for some time. The tongue had been healing, so it sounds like he had some sort of tongue cancer. And we've talked about throat cancer. We've talked about tongue cancer. Aaron Moran from Happy Days apparently had been dealing with a very similar cancer. Michael Douglas dealt with a very similar cancer. Multiple stars have dealt with tongue cancer or throat cancer. So now he appears to have recovered in a statement, and it sounds like he's in remission. And, I mean, you know, for a cancer such as that, it sounds like it was stage four. That is a phenomenal recovery. And in a statement, he writes, "I'm very grateful for the prayers and good thoughts from around the world. People know that I am Christian. I'm a Christian scientist, make the assumption that I have somehow endangered myself. But many, many people have been healed by prayer throughout recorded history. And many, many people have died by whatever was modern medicine." Now, Christian Science is very fascinating in that it embraces the mental component and the mental involvement in illness. And it, apparently they believe that there is sometimes an illusion to being sick. And with prayer and with love and with good thoughts, you could convert this illusion. Now, where, you know, people stand in the medical field is, you know, we get nervous when somebody will use just prayer and not be open to modern medicine. And we believe that Val Kilmer did receive some sort of modern medicine because he, it appeared he did have a tracheostomy too, so it appeared he did have surgery, etc. But he really credits the doctors praying, his fans praying, the love that he received from others. And, you know, I believe in that too. I mean, I've seen the power of prayer. I think it, you know, involves a combination of modern medicine and prayer. But it's very interesting because when your mind starts to go, oh, I feel sick, you know, sometimes you can make the sickness worse. And when you go, you know what, I'm going to work through it. I'm not going to let it bother me. I'm not going to let that tickle bother me or that cough or that itch. Sometimes there is mind over matter. So Christian Science embraces that. We don't have any more details on what his treatment was, so we'll keep you posted. But fascinating. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
You've heard
heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in. Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asks, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so a very interesting debate is starting to kind of brew as a Wisconsin lawmaker as well as a California lawmaker wants to outlaw stealthing. And we've talked about stealthing on the show before, where somebody in the middle of sex decides to take off their condom. And we discussed a few weeks ago when this practice was first made known that that can be very dangerous, you know, for somebody who is assuming they're having sex with some sort of protection that the condom provides, and to provide a barrier from them getting an STD or them becoming pregnant. And for somebody to, in the middle of the act, take off the condom, that's assault. Right? It's not rape. I mean, that means a non-consensual act is occurring with somebody in the middle of sex. And it was very interesting because an Australian man had opened up justifying why he would stealth, right, during his encounters with women who were unsuspecting. They say according to 9news.com, an Australian man who quote unquote stealths his sexual partners thinks it is ridiculous women would object to him sneaking a condom off during sex without their knowledge or consent. Right? He said that he removes condoms during sex most of the time, end quote, because he is not bothered about contracting an STI or getting his partner pregnant. He does it because it feels better. He told Triple J's hack program yesterday, pull it out, take it off, put it back in, everyone's happy. Study author Alexander Brodsky, who we talked about before, argues unwanted pregnancy and STIs are not the only factor that makes stealthing harmful for women. Survivors experienced non-consensual condom removal as a clear violation of their bodily anatomy and the trust they had mistakenly placed in their sexual partner. And so Wisconsin Democratic Representative Melissa Sargent wants to change the definition of consent under Wisconsin law. So how could sex be categorized as consensual if in the middle of the act something happens that's non-consensual? Hence, it turns into a sex crime. And representative in California as well wants to introduce, I think it's called AB 1300. I have to double check. One moment here. Let me look it up. To also criminalize that act. And, we're sitting here baffled and, scratching our head that something like this could happen. That would be Representative Christina Garcia, a Democrat from Bell Gardens, aiming to introduce legislation AB 1033, right, to classify the act of secretly taking off one's condom during sex as sexual assault. Now, of course, on Facebook, people have a lot of opinions, okay? And, there's been some discussion, and for example, Robert writes, and I don't want to read to you all the comments, but she can always be on the pill to protect herself from unwanted pregnancy. It won't stop other problems, but if she is going to have sex with strangers, don't trust the condom to stop it at all. She should help protect herself, too. Take some personal responsibility in this area, he writes, even if it's only half, by using the pill. And there's a lot of opinions that have been shared over the last couple weeks on this. And, one thing we kind of touched upon in the last hour that we didn't get to, dive into a little bit more. And, of course, I'd love to hear from you at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, is, this idea of victim blaming and how, things happen. And when things happen, many times what we like to do is say, well, the victim needs to be more careful. The victim needs to do X, Y, and Z. On one end, if somebody is being a predator and somebody is secretly planning something, there's really not a lot you could do to protect yourself in that fashion. And, I had brought up, look, I mean, can't they tell? Somebody's exiting and then coming back in, re-examine. What's going on down there? Re-examine. But the other thing that, we do have to talk about is, this idea that we're having sex with people that we don't want to have babies with, that we don't want to get an STI from. And, part of me does want to tell people, look, don't be with somebody that where if it does go sour, you're up a creek. It was much simpler in the olden days, and I understand it's a very naive thought process, but when you only had sex with who you were married with, then if a condom was on or a condom was off, it wasn't as big a deal because you were married to them. So if you were going to get pregnant, well, you're married to them. But, now we have all sorts of issues because we are having sex casually. And so I think on one end, it's assault. Stealthing is assault. It's rape. It's stupid. I can't even believe people would do that. But whenever we have laws, and I agree that there should be laws to criminalize it, we have to look at things the other end. Now that people are having sex very casually with people they don't even know, what if the condom does break? Or what if it ends up being an issue? Or you're with somebody who says, no, I don't want the condom either. It feels better. You have sex with that person, and then that person claims you stealthed. Or that person claims it wasn't consensual, whether you wore the condom or whether you had sex at all. And this is where people are going to get themselves in trouble. And you know, I'm raising two boys, you know, and I'm teaching them that, you know, sex is something that occurs between two people that care for each other and want to take the relationship to that level, you know, where they share that intimacy, because it's very intimate, right? And there's a lot of responsibilities that go with that, because sex could cause a pregnancy. Sex could cause a lot of emotional issues, right? Sex could cause I don't want to say bodily harm, but some people will tear, right? You know, you have sex with a virgin, right? She could tear, and nobody really talks about this a lot, but some women that have vaginal tearing from sex, sometimes we actually have to medically do something to stop the bleeding. Sometimes they have, and the bleeding's not going to kill them, but sometimes the tearing is such that we have to give them some estrogen cream. Sometimes we even have to stitch, you know. So, you know, before you have sex with somebody, make sure that you understand that you're going to be there for the long haul. She has to go to a doctor for this. If she gets pregnant, if for some reason one of you has an STI, sexually transmitted illness, okay, you know, are you prepared for that? And if you're not, you have no business spending the 2.5 minutes or whatever it is having sex with that person. It's not worth it. You know, and I like to tell every person out there, if you're going to have sex with somebody, is this somebody who you can see get mad at you and turn around and say, you know, you forced yourself on them? If this is somebody that you're not really in a committed relationship with, you know, where, you know, people could say, no, they've been going together for a long time. This wasn't just, you know, somebody, you know, being drunk and being taken advantage of, etc. You know, if you don't feel like you have that closeness with that person, you probably have no business sleeping with them. And I understand that in this day and age, people think that that's very square and that's very naive and that's very old fashioned. But I mean, look at what you guys are dealing with here. You know, you've been taught and you've been ingrained that you have to have sex with a condom. And now there are people out there taking off the condom. So if you are about to go to bed with somebody where, you know, you are like, okay, just please, please make sure that condom's a good one, because I don't want to get anything. I don't want to. You might want to rethink what you're doing. And it's very, very frustrating. Anybody who is a victim of stealthing or a victim of rape or a victim of assault, no, it is not their fault. When there's a predator, there's a predator. However, you do need to protect yourself from predators. And that's the responsibility that we as medical providers recommend, that you be on alert and realize that condoms don't protect you against every STD out there. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears because there's an alternative to bankruptcy and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Now, this is something that they're working on to help with obesity. They say a balloon swallowed with a glass of water and then inflated in the stomach helps seriously obese patients lose weight in just 4 months. The device makes people feel full, and they say it could become an alternative to expensive gastric bypass surgery. It's called the Ellipse. It's the first, quote, gastric balloon that can be inserted and removed without anesthesia or surgery. Now, what they did is they looked at 42 patients, and it was presented at the European Congress on Obesity in Portugal. And they showed that severely obese patients using the Ellipse device lost an average of 45 pounds and nearly a third of their excess weight. Now, the findings by Sapienza University of Rome is going to be carefully analyzed by, you know, many medical agencies. And I guess bariatric surgery has been a big, let's say, has been a little bit controversial, but also been a little bit of a fad in terms of people going, okay, I could get the latest of the bariatric surgeries. And unfortunately, bariatric surgery is also a medicine. It's also a science. And we're finding that there needs to be improvements on certain surgeries. So some of the older, you know, gastric bypass, Roux-en-Y type procedures that might put you at risk for vitamin B12 deficiency, et cetera, and, you know, longer hospital stays, started to be replaced with other sorts of gastric bypass bariatric surgeries or procedures. One was the gastric band, where a lot less invasive a procedure would allow somebody to lose weight, maybe not as much as a full-blown bypass, but putting a band around the stomach, shrinking the size of the stomach, okay, decreasing the actual applicable surface area that would unfortunately trigger the sensors that it's not full, making the stomach feel less full, or making the stomach feel full such that the person wouldn't eat, and people would be losing weight with the gastric band. So that became very popular. Everybody was getting the gastric band, but then some people noted complications with the band, and they had to go in and get it resized or sometimes even removed. And so we started to hear that many patients did not like the band. So then they started to come out with a gastric sleeve, gastrotomy, where they take out the part of the stomach that's kind of the pouch. Like, you know, when you carry kind of a water canvas or a water sack, right? It doesn't deal with the inspout or the outspout, but it takes away that bag purse part of it, of the stomach. And removing that, sewing the stomach back up, so it's a much more narrow tube as opposed to a, you know, bag-like sack, allows there to be less surface area, an actual surface area, such that you feel more full when you eat. And these sleep procedures have been very, very popular. Now, for years, they've been talking about the balloon and swallowing a balloon. And you fill it with water. It takes about 15 minutes. And it can be done by a nutritionist, they say, rather than a surgeon. Right? And after 4 months, it spontaneously bursts, passes out through the body, so you don't need surgery to remove it. Now, they say, it doesn't look like a enormous amount of weight loss being done with this, but it seems to be a procedure that looks very, very, I should say, you know, simple and less expensive compared to some of these bypass surgeries. Remember, these bypass surgeries cost multiple thousands of dollars, and many insurance don't pay for it. So many people have had to pay on their own, or they've had to go down to Mexico. So the patient swallows a capsule containing a deflated balloon connected to a hollow plastic tube. Okay, so you have the tube in your mouth. Okay? From there, once inside the stomach, the balloon is filled with a pint of water. When they tug on the tube that just put the solution in there, the tube will detach from the balloon. The balloon stays in the stomach for 4 months. You feel full, like you have something in the stomach. Then it bursts naturally and passes out, or passes through the bowel. In theory, this sounds brilliant. However, That doesn't necessarily mean that we're not going to see issues. Just like the gastric band. The gastric band made some sense. Wow, you know, you don't have to be, you don't have to have the anatomy cut and the anatomy rewired. All you have to do is just put a band on the outside of the stomach so you're not going to get much of a foreign body reaction. And we were wrong. We did have some issues with that. So we'll see what happens with this. It's pretty exciting. And we'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. A study found that if you replace beer or a sugary drink with even just one baby glass of water, you could lose some weight. All right? We really need to swap what we drink. A lot of us walk around with a diet soda. You know, maybe we walk around with water bottles, but we need to really drink the water. The findings presented at the European Congress of Obesity in Portugal, again, same place, showed that giving up a bottle of beer a day and drinking water instead cut the risk of obesity by 20%. One, you're getting rid of the beer and the calories. Number two is you're putting water in the body. Water helps you lose weight. Same thing. If you swap your diet soda for water, again, you're going to lose weight. Researchers from the University of Navarra in Spain said the figures held true even when factors such as exercise levels, family history, obesity, snacking between meals were taken into account. They say, but they found the same results were not for other drinks like wine, fruit juice, coffee, milk. Okay? For some reason, soda pop and beer, you know, seem to produce more weight. So, and we understand that. I don't think they commented on diet soda. Makes you wonder, too. But, you know, we've seen people have, you know, we've heard that people have gained weight because of, you know, diet soda. Oh, and while I'm reading this, there is a Hershey's S'mores. Huh. All right, I don't know what kind of a dish that is, but boy, does it look good. All right, let me switch off that one. Now, while we're on the same page with weight, they say maintaining the same weight as you age may prevent diabetes, even if you are overweight to begin with, according to Daily Mail. They looked at 300,000 people, and if you avoided gaining weight and stayed your weight, you could still stave off diabetes. Apparently, diabetes is a global health problem that affects over 400 million adults. And it's where your body does not know how to metabolize the sugar, does not bring the sugar into the cells. The sugar is very sticky, messes with your blood linings, puts you more at risk for a heart attack, stroke, etc., cancer even. So it's not a a disease anybody wants, obviously. And, you know, for many of us, we get diabetes because of genetics. We also get it out of, you know, poor eating habits, like we'll only eat one meal a day. Okay, that's never good. Or our choice of eating, you know, sugar, high carbs, high fat. If we smoke, if we're inactive, etc., all of that could possibly put us at risk. But what's very interesting is they looked at 30,000 people aged 30 to 60 in northern Sweden, and the participants had their weight and blood sugar measured on two occasions, 10 years apart. They wanted to see if people, what people weighed at the beginning of the study could tell us something about the risk of developing diabetes. And they wanted to know the impact of weight change over time. And they found that after 10 years, just under a third of people had maintained the same weight, and over half had gained weight, and about a sixth had lost. And when they looked at the newly diagnosed diabetes, those were the ones who gained weight rather than those who maintained their weight. So, obviously we want you to lower your weight, but rather than the yo-yo dieting that could put you at risk for gaining more weight than when you started, you're going to see more and more studies say maybe hold the phone. Maybe just try to shoot for a weight maintenance, because yo-yo dieting may be worse than you having a steady weight. I'm not saying that, but that may be where some of these studies are going. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.